Welcome to The Breaking Point, people of Carmel. My name is Jack Snammis, alongside here, Ryan Ruthroff.
Hello, everybody.
It's going to be a great show. I'm feeling it. We got a brand new thing to talk with you. Actually, it's not brand new, but you guys, the feedback has been tremendous on this particular game that we play.
Breaking Feud. I love it because I came up with it, so it's it makes me all excited inside.
Ryan, you did something.
I know. I did something with my life. Thank you, Jackson.
Anyway, we have a bracket now. So we have guests lined up to play up until like October 22nd now. So we're going to have guests every show, and it's going to be awesome right now. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be coming up very shortly. Breaking Feud. We still got Song of the Week, Story of the Week, might play a little Would You Rather, and Top 6 at 6.
We were going to do debates, but then we realized there's no good fun debates to do.
They're not as fun as Would You Rather or Breaking Feud.
Yeah, so we're not going to do those anymore. With the Breaking Feud, though, we do have a bracket system now.
That's what I told them, Ryan. Yeah, we do.
What is our... We can find our bracket system on our Instagram, Jackson. What is our Instagram?
You can. Our Instagram is now brand new. Follow us. We got an Instagram. We're cool, you know? We're cool.
Oh, yeah.
Our Instagram is breaking_point91.3. But no point there.
So 913.
Yeah, 913.
Nice job.
I'm sorry. I screwed that up. It's breaking_point913. So follow us on Instagram.
And that's the word point, not the decimal point.
Yeah, no decimal point. We're making this a lot more confusing.
I know. We're failing at this already.
Okay, so Instagram, we'll post a bracket, updates. We'll post when we're going to go on. We'll post updates, sneak peeks to our show. It's going to be awesome. So that's where you're going to find all the information there. While you're at it, follow WHAE at WHAE_radio.
Yes, so we're going to go back to the music real quick, but don't go anywhere because we will be right back after this with what should we start with? Story of the week, maybe?
Story of the week. I got great story of the week.
I'm excited for it.
It's amazing.
So you're listening to 91.3 WHJE. This is Are You Mine by the Arctic Monkeys. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE. This is The Breaking Point. My name is Ryan Ruthroff.
And I'm Jack Snammons.
And what are we starting with today, Jackson? Actually, before we do that.
Seriously, what are you doing, manners, Ryan?
We have a couple of guests in the studio right now. How about you guys introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Emily Patton.
What do you do, Emily?
I'm a DJ here at WHJE. So, yeah.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's a good time. I love it.
We got one more guest.
What is your name, my good sir?
Hi, guys. I'm DJ Butcher, and here at the station, I basically help with anything that doesn't work. So
these guys are going to participate in Breaking Feud. We have a whole bracket going. These are our first two contestants that will be facing off against each other to move up in the bracket to face more people, a total of 16.
And with the bracket, it is all WHJE students right now because we want to test it, see how it flows, want to get an experience for it. But after this, we're planning on doing more brackets eventually in the future, and we'll open it up to anybody who wants to come on.
Absolutely.
So, Jackson, what are we starting with now?
Ooh, I got a good story of the week for you guys. So, a woman got struck by lightning. She got struck by lightning, and her bra saved her life.
I was about to say, how is a woman getting struck by lightning a good thing?
But nope.
Wait,
nope.
How? Because it has metal, not metal, I don't know. It has some like kind of...
She's very smart. Yes, so a woman in southern China was struck by lightning this week, and her bra might have saved her life. Right now, right after her son left to go jogging, she ran out after him because she's a great mom and went to bring him an umbrella because it started raining and got hit. And she was walking around looking for him. Some people found her face down on the ground, took her to the hospital, and when the doctors examined her, they realized the underwire in her bra, Emily. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know anything about bras.
I do, obviously.
When the doctors examined her, they realized the underwire in her bra might have gotten super hot because there were burn marks all around her chest and back, and it's not clear if she'll have any lasting effects from being struck, but according to the expert, it looks like the metal in her bra redirected the lightning, and that's what saved her life.
That is really weird.
Talk about luck.
I'm thinking we should all wear bras.
I was just about to say that, but let's not.
I'm good. I'd rather take my chances with surviving. And what are the chances of getting hit by lightning?
Like one in a billion.
Yeah, so.
I actually know someone who was hit by lightning.
Really?
Did they survive?
Yeah, she's still here today. I mean, she was in my U.S. history class like a couple hours ago.
Has she told you her experience?
Yep. She's a swimmer, and she actually goes Carmel, and she was swimming in a pool with her brother, and her mom started yelling at them and was like, you need to get out, like it's storming and stuff. And her brother got out, but then she was like, no, mom, I'm staying in. And then the pool got struck by lightning.
Sassy.
And she
sassy.
Was in the pool. That's all I know of it.
How old was she?
I want to say like 7.
Okay, that makes more sense than her being like 15. No, mom. I don't want to get out now. That's cool.
In case of you're wondering, odds on getting struck by lightning, you have double the chance of getting an NCAA perfect bracket than you do by getting struck by lightning.
I believe that.
I'd rather get a perfect bracket in my opinion.
You can win money on that.
So Jackson, what is your opinion? Didn't you do this story on your show?
I did, yeah. So my show's Friday afternoons, 3:30 to 5 o'clock, where I just tell crazy stories, stupid criminal stories, criminals that just should not be criminals. They're not good at it. Nobody should be a criminal.
No, I suggest not.
Yeah, it's not a good career. So yeah, crazy stories. I do crazy polls too, so polls that are pretty interesting that you guys might not know about. And yeah, it's a great show.
So that's going to do it for our story of the week. If you want to give your opinion, call in 844-4570. And what do you say after this music break, we come back and do some Breaking Feud?
Breaking yes. Feud.
All right. Let's do it.
After this, we'll explain all the rules and everything. But up next here on WHJE is Car Radio by 21 Pilots. Welcome to Breaking Feud. I am your host, Ryan Ruthroff, and I got my judge right next to me, Jackson Ammons.
Hi.
And our two contestants today is Emily Patton and DJ Butcher.
Hey.
I'm Emily.
Yeah, copying me, man?
This is a single elimination type
boom
bracket. So
best of three.
Yes, whoever wins this will move on to the next round.
And it will be me. By the way,
dreams don't come true.
So, so Ryan, you want to explain the rules?
So this is how it works. We got a question or statement that they have to answer. When they will raise their hands to try to answer the question, their goal is to get the number one answer or the top answer. And if they do, they win that round. We're doing best 2 out of 3. If they don't get the top answer, let's say they get like the number 2 answer, the opponent will have a chance to try to get the number 1 answer to win that round. Are we ready?
Do you have to pay extra for the dance moves?
My dance screens are amazing.
All right. Jackson, I want you, your main goal right now, at this moment.
Wait, let me guess. Albino gorilla.
No.
Wrong.
your main moment is to keep an eye on them to see which one raises their hand first.
I gotcha. And in case you didn't get my albino gorilla joke, that was a joke. Me making fun of myself from last week when Ryan asked what a white animal is, and I said albino gorilla because I'm not smart.
No. Jackson, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Emily, are you ready?
I'm ready to win, yeah.
DJ?
Let's go.
All right. Get ready to raise your hand because it's whoever gets it first gets to answer first, and that could be a killer.
It's going to be me.
All right. Name a reason why your eyes might water up. Emily.
You watched a sad video on YouTube.
No, there's nothing. Nothing on there. DJ.
Contacts dry out.
No. Emily.
Can I go again?
Yeah.
You're really sad.
That was number 4, so you got it. Unless, actually, do we want to give DJ a chance?
Yeah, DJ gets a chance.
Got 4. Makeup in your eye.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Emily wins round 1.
Yeah, you did. What was number 1?
Chopping onions.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's real.
Yeah, that's real.
Are you sure that's a real thing?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
How often you chop onions? Yeah.
I don't cook.
Exactly.
I just make cereal.
Number 2.
Crying.
Yeah.
Pretty obvious.
Hey, that's like being sad, so.
Yes, but sad was 4.
I know.
No, you could cry happy.
That is true. Happy,
like yeah. Sam. Like Sam.
Yeah.
You know.
Sam got a Taylor Swift signed poster, so he's.
From moi.
Yeah, from Jackson, so he's. Crying real happy tears right now. Number 3 was allergies. 4 was sad. 5 was dirt in eyes.
Dirt.
And 6 was cold weather. Like, you know how you walk outside.
Yeah, no, I get that.
All right, Jackson.
I get it.
So it's 1-0 right now. Emily's leading. she could finish it off, like, right here, off the bat.
And right just, here, right now.
Yeah, so, Jackson, do you have the number two question for us?
Ryan, as a matter of fact, I do.
That was really cheesy.
I know. Okay, so name a reason why you might not want to answer the door when you're home alone. That was Emily.
You're scared of who's behind the door.
Yeah, be a little more specific than that.
There's a stranger behind the door.
No.
I don't know.
There's someone armed behind the door.
No. No.
You guys are bad.
It's back to me, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Four. Three.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
That was three.
Yeah!
DJ.
An ex-significant other is behind the door.
DJ, no.
Do you even try?
Oh, my. So Emily wins.
Woo! Who would have guessed it?
Emily wins.
The number one was because you were using the bathroom.
Oh, that would be a good reason. I mean, unless you really want to stop.
Number two was salesperson.
Number three was Jehovah's Witness. Like, Emily got it. And number four is because you were sleeping.
And five was a bill collector.
Bill collectors are pretty scary.
Yeah, like a tax evader. We'll do one more round just for fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Emily won, so Emily's going to be moving on to the next round.
Yes, I am.
DJ, it's been nice knowing you for about the, how long has this, like 10 minutes you've been on.
If something goes wrong.
So we'll go on to the final question. This was going to be the tiebreaker question. So are you guys ready?
Yes.
Name a fruit they put in ice cream.
I got it.
Four.
Strawberries. Three.
That was number one answer. So.
Yes,
I was going to say, is a cherry a fruit? Does that count?
Yes, cherry's a fruit.
Cherry's a fruit, really?
Is cherry on there?
No, it's not.
Exactly.
Put a cherry on top of an ice cream.
Yeah.
I would think cherry would be on there.
Number two was peach.
But this is also the same guy peach. Who said an albino gorilla.
Well, I got it right, so.
Did you really?
No. For the cherry thing, I got it right. Yeah.
Number two was peach. Number three was banana. Banana.
Peach ice cream? Ew.
And not peach ice cream, the fruit they put in the ice cream.
I thought that meant like peach flavored ice cream.
No. Like fruit that they put in
exactly.
the ice cream. And number four was raspberry.
Raspberries are good.
Yes.
I like raspberries.
We got Jackson over here. Somebody's got to get this on tape.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just too hyped. This show is
amazing.
Got
Brady outside. Shout out to Brady. Hi, Brady.
Brady is actually coming on in...
Now he's... I don't know what he's doing.
10 minutes to go up against another WHAE staff student for another round.
But not me.
No.
No.
You're not going to be on...
This is the kid who was...
For a couple weeks. Like, I think 2 weeks. Congratulations to Emily for moving on to the next round.
Thank you, guys.
And stay tuned because we got some more fun stuff coming up for you. We got another round of Breaking Feud with Brady Klain going up against Sam Wiederhaf.
You actually can't...
Up next is Shots by Imagine Dragons.
That's right, the Breaking Point is back right now. My name is Jackson Amos with Ryan Ruthroff and our two guests here who will be here for very short times. We gotta say goodbyes, but we're not gonna say goodbye without playing one more game with them. Emily, DJ, you guys ready?
Yes. Sure.
What are we playing?
We're gonna play some Would You Rather right now.
This is Jackson's favorite. Jackson loves Would You Rathers.
I do. Would You Rather, it's a very mind-boggling game where you have to be very intuitive.
Yeah, it
takes you get to learn more about a person through this game.
So Jackson, what's your first would you rather?
First one is, would you rather be completely blind during the day but have perfect vision at night, or be deaf and mute during the day but have perfect hearing and be able to speak at night?
Hearing at night.
You want to repeat that?
Yeah, okay, so your vision is impaired during the day.
Yes, but you see perfectly at night.
Yes, or you're deaf and mute during the day, but you hear and talk perfectly at night.
I go with the mute thing.
So you're pretty much nocturnal.
Yeah. Why would you go mute?
Because, like, I still want to see everything that's going on in the world. But, like, at nighttime, you get to hear, like the crickets, and you get to hear all the, like, little nature and stuff like that. Everyone, like, going to sleep. It's so cute.
DJ, what would you say?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with the blindness on this one. I would like to be able to hear all the time because, you know, being able to hear stuff is pretty cool, especially when you are on a radio station. So.
I have another thing to add to mine. Concerts are at nighttime. You can hear concerts at nighttime and see it at nighttime. Unless it's like a daytime like festival type thing, but
well, I feel you can still hear and do all that.
I'm going blind.
If you're blind.
I'm going blind. Because
Jackson, what about you?
Like I don't think your hearing and voice is impaired if you go with the blind one.
This is a confusing would you rather.
It is. It's long.
just scrap this one.
I'm gonna go with probably blind. I feel like ooh, you can make it blind.
Emily,
I'm going blind too.
You can make it. You can make it deaf too, though.
Yeah, but you won't be able to talk and stuff. I'd rather be able to talk to people than see them.
I can write it down.
Okay. Yeah, you're gonna carry around a notebook with you everywhere.
Yes, everywhere.
It's good. And if pocket. You have a long story to tell, that's gonna be brutal on your hand.
What story would I tell? I'd be nocturnal.
Record it at night.
Oh, there you go.
I got another one. Would you rather always be underdressed or overdressed?
Over in a heartbeat.
I'm gonna have to go with over.
I would go over because then you're always like classy everywhere you go.
I'm always classy.
You're just known as that kid.
I'm exactly. Always classy already.
No
comment.
Yeah, I go over. Just agree with DJ. You just be looking fresh everywhere you go.
You go to that sleepover, pull up in a tux.
Yeah. No, you got to get a sleep tux made of silk.
Ooh.
So comfortable, and you still look good.
I mean, better than like going to like prom in like a swimsuit and being like, wait.
Wait, yeah, that would be awkward.
Do they seriously make silk tuxes?
I'm sure.
Yeah,
honestly,
they probably make everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Like China? You could get anything from China.
They make rubber tuxes.
Last one right here. Would you rather be fluent in all languages or master of every single musical instrument?
Master of every musical instrument. Oh my gosh. Instrument.
Why?
Because then I would be really talented, and I'm not talented, and I want to be
talented.
That
was depressing.
Then. No, I'm not. And well, that's not what I meant. But like, I can't play music. It's like impossible.
Okay. I'm gonna go with music too.
Like I tried to play guitar for one time. Like I took like lessons for like a year and a half. Still couldn't do it.
I play guitar, but I'd really like to be able to play piano and or drums.
Ukulele.
The saxophone and the piano, those are good.
Gosh.
The harmonica. Be able to master
the
harmonica.
That'd be sick. I'd pay to see that.
That'd be good.
I would go fluent in every language.
Really? Why?
Because you could just like switch it up on people in the middle of your speaking to make sure they're paying attention.
That's true.
Like every other word is a different language. That would just be funny, in my opinion.
And you could understand everyone.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
I'm just wondering the extent to the master. So, like for example, harmonica. Would I be able to play that with my nose? Like, is that how good I am?
I don't think that would be possible at all.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible.
It's
take a lot
possible.
Of effort.
It's definitely possible.
No, someone's got to have done it before.
They do everything.
Exactly.
Quick, Ryan, Google it.
Okay. DJ, what about you? Fluent or master?
Yeah,
I'd have to go with fluent. I kind of like what Ryan said. You switch it up on people. And like in other language or in other countries, they randomly throw English in their words. So.
Yeah. Jack, so what was it? 2-4 fluent and 2-4 music?
Yeah.
We're going to have to battle it out.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for Emily and DJ here on our show.
Stay tuned, though, because this show is not even close to over.
Yeah, nowhere near over.
We still got one.
Sam Wiederhaft out there and Brady Klein getting ready to come on and battle against each other. This is a big deal for both of them because they're like two best friends.
Yes.
So this is this isn't just for the crown. This is just bragging rights at this point.
It's just awesome. Wow, they're doing jumping jacks right now, fighting each other. Somebody should probably stop it.
They're
going right going.
Running down the hall.
All right. So this might be the last time we'll hear from DJ. If we feel like having him on again in the future, we might. But Emily will be on once again to make the run for the crown of the Breaking Feud champion.
I'm out there. I'm going to get it.
So, DJ, you want to give your final goodbye speech?
I don't know. Sam, you or Brady, you got to take her down. One of you. All right, I'm going with Sam on this one.
Ooh.
He's got the angel shirt. He's got the pump from the Taylor Swift sign. He's got everything. He's ready.
Okay.
Good speech. And Emily, do you want to give any advice to the up and coming runner ups?
Watch out.
Watch out.
Yeah.
Good advice. So that will do it for Emily and DJ. But don't go anywhere because we got some more Breaking Feud coming up.
A lot more.
Yes, and up next is Every Teardrop is a Waterfall by Coldplay. Welcome back to the Breaking Feud on 91.3 WHJE.
Really?
We have our guest in here finally for the second round of Breaking Feud. Before we do that, though, Jackson, what are we doing first?
Really?
What?
Welcome back to the Breaking Feud.
Welcome back to the Breaking Point, everybody. I'm your new host, Brady Klein.
Thank you. Okay, anyway, we're doing top six at six, where you guys know where it is. We're going to say our top six favorite things, hopefully in 6 minutes, and it's at 6 o'clock, which happens to be right now.
What's our topic?
Sam has drawn a topic from my handy-dandy backpack.
It's a hat.
We will get a hat, I swear. Anyway, okay, so none of us know what the topic is, and the topic is jobs.
Oh.
So your top six favorite jobs.
Top six. Sam, you're starting. First one.
Like jobs that I've done before?
No, what's your top, favorite? Like, yeah. If you had to choose a job, what would you do?
Top six jobs. Let's start from the bottom.
1 minute down, 5 minutes to go.
Does Sam have to say six of them?
Numbers?
No,
I don't have
one.
To say six of them.
Just one.
Public bus driver.
What?
Public bus driver.
No, that's his number six. Right?
That's my number six. Yeah. Number one, I'd just go, I'd be an announcer for some sports team.
Okay, good choice. Brady. Yeah.
I'm going to stick with the announcer because, you know, we're sports people. It might be an announcer or a sports center anchor for sure.
I'm going to keep it in the business, and I'm going to do a morning talk show host.
I'm going morning talk show.
we're all terrible.
We got someone do like a trash truck driver or something.
Is that your number two? Because now we're back to you.
It's my number 6.5.
What's your number two?
Number two. I want to be a referee because everybody hates you, but you don't really care. So I'll be a referee of any sport.
Okay, any sport.
I'm going to stick with the same topic. Everyone hates you, but you don't care. I'm going to be the president.
Wow. I'm not going to do that because we're running out of time. We're down. Brady. You want to apologize for that one?
No.
So sorry.
All right, so we're down to 4 minutes left. I'm not going to go along with them. I'm going to dare to be different.
Just hurry up.
Thank you.
I was making a joke. Come on.
Probably some sort of business owner. I would like to own like my own business.
I would love to do something having to do with sports. Like my cousin, he's like the promoter of the Phoenix Suns. So, or he was it for a while. So, like, he'd promote them, he'd hype them up, he'd...
Now he works for some medical company.
I like that, yeah. Okay, number three.
Sam.
Number three. Let's go really quick. I want to be a vendor at a stadium.
Okay.
Sam, you haven't left a single sports stadium this entire time. You go from sitting in the press box to being on the field, now you're going to sit in the concession stands.
I want all three levels of sports right there.
Next you're going to be a janitor.
Yeah.
There's Brady, nothing wrong with that.
Brady, what's your next one?
I like Jackson's idea. I like being, it was Ryan's. I don't know who it was, but a business owner. I like running. It was Ryan's idea. Of course it was, not Jackson's. I like Ryan's idea of being a business owner. I'd probably stick in that area.
My number three would probably be some sort of computer tech because a lot of businesses need people who know how to run computers.
My number three is that business owner, too.
Wow. Really original, you two.
I'm sorry, but it's a good idea.
Okay, Sam, four. Something other than sport.
I'm going to branch out. I'm branching off from sports this time, and I'm going to go restaurant owner because love food. Who doesn't? And I just would want to be in charge of my own restaurant so I can give people what they want.
Okay, Brady, four. And we're actually going really fast now. We're still at 3 minutes.
We can slow it down. Slow it down.
Speed round.
Yes. I'd like to be back to the world of sports, but it's an uncommon sport. I've always wanted to be an IndyCar driver. That's like one of my top.
Ooh,
I've
spicy.
Always wanted to be an IndyCar driver since I was a little kid, so that'd be in my top six for
that'd
sure.
That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Very dangerous, though. Very dangerous.
Hey, you're not as good as me at go-karts, so I wouldn't.
I want to rematch, Sam.
I wouldn't hold on to that dream very long.
My number four, probably be construction, sort of some sort of construction thing, because you just get to go out, be outside pretty much all day, and just work on wood and all that. That would be kind of fun.
I want to be a music producer, so someone
ooh.
Who makes
ooh.
Music.
I like that.
Whoa, yeah. Nice.
That'd be my number four. Actually, I didn't think of that, but I didn't think of it, so it's my number four. It would have been my number
two. Are we moving to number five?
Yes.
Number yeah. Five. We got time. We five.
Got two
singer.
Minutes still.
Singer, obviously, because I can.
You are nonstop singing.
I love singing.
Oh my goodness.
I love singing, as you guys know.
Hey Sam, would you give us a preview real quick, please?
You know what? I want to save my vocal cords for the Breaking Feud. So we will
good
go.
Choice. Good
Brady,
choice.
What is your number five?
I'm gonna partner up with Jackson's last one, and he wants to be the producer, and I want to be DJ. So Jackson produced my music. Good. We can go party together across the world.
You just mix it down a little bit.
I'll mix it down.
Yeah,
bro. Let's go.
You.
I'm going with Brady and Jackson, music producer. I've actually started experimenting with a little bit of that on one of my laptops. So I think it's fun. I'm bad at it.
Well,
I am bad at it.
Well,
Jackson, when's your mixtape coming out?
Oh, mixtape 2016. Look for Ryan Ruthroff.
Wow, Ryan. Really original.
That was the sixth one, right?
That was number five.
No, because I said my five. That was my six.
That was your five. This is my number this five. And then he goes to six.
Okay, well,
Sam,
we got 1 minute.
Sam went first. Hurry up, Sam.
We
go,
got 1 minute.
Go.
Number six, I'd want to be the teacher of a student-run radio station in Carmel, Indiana. Also known as Mr. Brian Spielbeller. Brady, what's yours?
You stole that straight from my mouth, Sam.
Wow. Brady, we got 1 minute. Let's go.
1 minute. Well, I'm going to take it slow. No, I probably just want to be an MC of some sort, so I love entertaining people. So an MC of, like, Nick Cannon. I'll be the next Nick Cannon. There you go.
Nick Cannon does everything.
Nick Cannon's the greatest.
Yes. Mine, I'd probably go somewhere within... No, never mind. It's 6 o'clock.
No.
6:06.
You skipped mine, so we still have a minute. It's 6:06.
Not on
mine.
We can't
go to 6:07. my number five, since you guys skipped me...
Yes, Jackson.
It'd probably be like, so last night, Taylor Swift concert, they took us backstage and we saw the sound producing, like how they, like all the lights and everything. I think that'd be really cool. I want to do that.
You'd rather do that instead of be Taylor Swift?
That'd be
wow.
You gotta grow the hair first and you gotta bleach the crap out of it.
Okay. I think we're done now.
Yes. That was crazy. That was crazy fast. Trying to get it all into 6 minutes, and we still got...
Especially with four people.
Probably like 30 seconds left. So if you want to give your own opinion about this, want to say your top six, we'll give you a shout-out. Just call in 844-4570. And I'm not going to ask Jackson this time. I'm going to ask Brady. Brady, what are we doing after this music break?
Well, what you said at the very beginning, we're going to play Breaking Feud, and... Yeah. I'm battling Sam for his, instead of just bragging rights, I'm challenging him for a signed Taylor Swift picture.
You know what?
I don't care if it says Sam
okay,
on it.
Okay, well, it's very personalized, Brady, so I don't know if you can take that for
you know
me.
What? I just might cross your name off and write mine.
Okay, that's not going to happen.
Well, Sam, you better win then.
It's not even on the line. He's making it up.
All right,
so we're
Ryan,
gonna,
take it away.
We're going to go to a music break, but stay tuned because we got the battle of Brady versus Sam in Breaking Feud. Up next here on 91.3 WHJE is Every Breaking Wave by U2. Yes, that is true. The Breaking Point is back, and we're starting with Breaking Feud. Jackson, are you ready?
I am ready. In this corner, we have Samuel Wiederhaft, and in the other corner, weighing about 300 pounds, we have...
Wait, I weigh 300 pounds, or he weighs 300 pounds?
Nobody weighs 300 pounds. We got Brady Klan and Samuel Weir.
You know what?
You're done? Okay.
I'm done.
Okay, Sam wins.
Sam wins.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Bro, I've been here the whole time.
So I already explained the rules earlier in the show. I'll do a little quicker rundown. They're trying to get the number one answer. Whoever raises their hand first gets it. Whoever wins will move on to the next round into becoming the champion of Breaking Feud.
And guys, make sure when you raise your hands, you raise them really high, because Sam, you're kind of short.
Oh,
so.
My gosh. Thank you, Jackson.
Okay.
All right. Are we ready for the first one?
Are we doing 2 or 3 or 3 or 5 today?
We're going to do 3 or 5.
Okay.
Because 2 or 3 was just a little too quick. As
can
we saw.
Can we use calculators?
If you want.
Can we write on the tester?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
We're doing two.
Can we retake the test if we do bad?
No. Okay, we're doing 3 of 5 because as we saw earlier in the show, Emily just dominated DJ in 2 rounds and it was over.
And we will be posting the bracket on our new Instagram, breaking_point 913. So make sure you follow that because we'll be posting the bracket. And we'll be giving you sneak peeks at upcoming shows, and it'll just be fun stuff. You'll learn a lot about our show, and we really appreciate your guys' support. So make sure you give that a follow, breaking_point913.
All right, I'm implementing a new rule. Hands on the tables.
Yes.
Sam, that's you too. Yes, there you go. Okay, are we ready?
Yes, sir. I'm totally ready. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
The pressure is on.
Pressure's on. I can feel it.
First question. Name an exercise that no one looks good doing.
Brady.
Jumping jacks.
That question is incorrect because it says no one looks good. We're going to change it. Name it.
Whoa.
It's someone mistyped it. It's name an exercise that someone looks good doing.
Jumping jacks.
No.
Wait. I thought you said we're changing the question.
That was the change.
Oh.
So someone looks good doing?
That? Yes.
Lunges.
No.
Squats.
That is 4. Can you get...
Sam,
1, 2, or 3 to win.
You have one chance to get 1, 2, or 3.
Curls.
No. Brady wins the first round.
That's the first round right there. But it's
what was number one?
Yoga.
Okay. Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then two was sit up and crunches. And three was jogging slash treadmill.
He said crunches, right?
No, he said curls. Yeah, I definitely said crunches. No, I said curls.
Yeah, he said curls.
It's like the same thing, but no, I'm just kidding.
All right.
Okay. So number two, name something commonly found in fairy tales. Brady.
A happy ending.
That's number four.
Sam.
Sam?
Pixie dust.
Really?
No. That's number one.
Really?
So, did he get it?
You said pixie dust.
That's worse than albino gorilla, my friend.
Over princess, Prince Charming.
Was that the only two?
Wait, actually, now I'm looking at number three. It says fairies.
What was number?
Yeah, but that's not, it's fairies. He's would have said fairy dust, not pixie dust.
It's the same fairies.
No, it's not.
I like Jackson's ruling here. I don't know. Ryan's the final judge.
I say Sam wins that one.
If he would have said fairy dust if he meant that. Pixie dust. Look up.
They are practically the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking this up.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Fairy dust and pixie dust?
Yes. No, look up fairies.
Oh, come
versus,
on.
Look up what's the difference between fairies and pixies.
That's the same thing.
Okay, but seriously, why'd you say pixie dust or just pixies or fairies?
Because my mind doesn't work like you, Jackson. I think that was definitely, I think they're the same thing. Pixie dust and fairy dust? I mean, come on.
And fairy tales. There's a princess in every single fairy tale.
I know, dude. I know. My mind's just kind of wandering right now. I'm not focused right now. But what's the ruling, Ryan?
They're the same thing.
Yes!
Okay.
So is it 1-1?
Pixies have colored hair and skins and have wings like butterflies.
Hey, we got
where fairies are normally like fairy godmothers and don't have that. So there's a difference.
We have a final ruling.
You can't use your phone during the test.
Well, you just said
put your phone away.
I thought you said we could.
No phones.
No, calculators you can.
Oh, I'm using my phone as a calculator.
But I get the final ruling and I say they're the same thing. Same thing. So 1-1.
All right.
So round three. Name
Wait, real quick. What was number one? I want to know what number one was.
I told you, it's princess, and then Prince Charming, and then fairies, and then happy ending, and then I already clicked off the link. So
all right, cool. cool.
All right. Next one. Name another word for great. Brady.
Fantastic.
That was three. Sam, one or two?
Awesome.
No.
Oh, my god.
That's not even on the board. So Brady.
Was one of them superb?
The number two was super.
What was number one?
Wonderful.
Mm. Wonderful.
And then fantastic was three. Excellent was four. Terrific. Terrific.
was I would have said terrific.
Yeah, and six is spectacular.
And that's why I don't play this game.
Yeah, Jackson's bad at this game.
So this is
2-1 right now.
Yes. Best of five.
Wow.
So,
okay.
So I can
No, that's what we're doing, right?
Yeah.
I can win it right now.
You could.
I could.
Brady could win it right now.
Sam, pressure is on.
Sam?
Yes, sir.
Tell me an animal. Brady, this is you too.
Okay, good.
Yeah, okay.
Albino gorilla.
Tell me an animal.
Albino gorilla.
Tell me an animal that people do not usually eat. Brady.
Peacock.
No.
What?
Name an animal that people do not usually eat.
Yeah. Five seconds.
Four, three.
Sam?
Cats.
That was number three.
Dogs.
Does Brady get one?
No, because Brady got it wrong first.
No, yeah, DJ I got like, one no, wrong I the think... first time, and then they got went back and forth.
That's DJ, though.
So?
And you're also winning.
It's only fair.
I don't think you... No, because DJ didn't go first.
Yeah, DJ didn't go first.
Right,
I got it.
Yeah. So I got it?
Yeah, you got it, because you got something on the board.
So I got number three, right? Yeah.
If I said dogs, would I have been right?
So what was number one?
Dog.
I'm going to freak out.
Oh, no. Because I was thinking, like, people actually do eat dog, like, in China, I thought, or something. I thought that was actually a thing.
That is a thing.
So I went cats, because, like, I don't know who eats cats.
I honestly thought you said don't have as a pet. That's why I said peacock.
We got dog.
So this is the tie. This is the final round right here.
We got dog, we got deer, then cats, then skunks,
snakes. All right, a lot of people eat deer.
That's what I was thinking.
Coach Hicks, you know Coach Hicks? Coach Jason Hicks?
Yeah.
Hunt deer, and makes his own deer jerky. I've had deer jerky.
It's good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
So we have a tiebreaker right here.
That's a bad question.
I cannot believe
this. Tiebreaker right here.
I'm so nervous, guys.
Who's asking it?
I am asking
Ryan.
I'm so nervous. It's a pretty easy one.
No.
So be hands on the table, and be ready to shoot that hand straight up into the air. Because this is pretty easy.
Yes, sir.
Name something you can build with snow. Sam.
Snowman.
Bam! That was the number one answer.
Yes! I was trying to play strategy on that one and wait until he answered.
Sam has won.
I was really hoping he said Snowfort.
Congratulations, Sam.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Victory speech. Victory speech.
All I can say is don't call it a comeback.
I just was real quick. I was going to pull Kanye, but no.
The crowd loves you,
can we
Sam.
Can we just get a couple more questions just for fun?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow, that was awesome, guys.
That was good. I want to go. I kind of want to do Double or Nothing, but I mean,
does Sam want to do it? Double or Nothing?
No, I don't want to do Double.
Oh,
hey, how about this? You can. You guys are the host, but he can skip to the next round. I don't know.
He fights.
He's
Jackson.
Going to the next.
Oh, he's going against Jackson.
He's going against Jackson.
Yeah, let's
in the next
just
round.
Leave it how it is, and then
let's
like,
just get a couple more.
We'll
see what
do
we
some
can
more
do
for fun questions.
All right, that was so easy, Ryan.
I know. You didn't get it.
I was playing. I was trying to play strategy.
Actually,
you were like, "Oh, they told me it was snow." I was hoping he'd say like Snowfort. I'm like, "Oh, snowman, duh." But he went snowman because that's how Sam's brain works.
So Sam
slower. Pixie dust.
It says snowman instead of pixies or fairies.
So who am I up against next round?
Jackson.
Jackson.
Not today.
Not today.
Later
right,
date.
Right.
Give me some more questions, Ryan.
Yes.
I like this.
Yeah. Okay, here's another one. Here's another easy one that you two should get because
an easy one.
I like the easy ones because they're easy. Are you ready? Brady?
Yep.
Name a color some men never wear. Brady.
Pink.
That's number one answer.
Yeah.
Sam, do you have an answer?
Tough guys wear pink.
Yeah, I was going to say pink because, like, I know guys that wear pink because it's not cool to wear pink.
Yeah.
So,
cool to wear pink?
I was going to say purple. But
that was number two.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
But guess what, Sam? It wasn't number one.
Okay,
hey,
right
well,
here.
Guess what, Brady? You didn't win.
I know.
Okay, right here. Name something you might do on a date. Sam.
Oh, you raised your hand. Four.
Go three. To dinner.
That was number two.
Oh.
Five.
Oh, I know what number one
four.
Is.
It's like
I
a walk on a beach.
Three. I know what number one is.
I'm playing two. Very cautious. No, walk on a beach.
No, no I got number. Can I play number cautious. One? See a movie.
No.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Number four.
What's number one?
Wow. Sure, you guys want to guess?
I sure.
I have no idea.
It's Kiss.
I was thinking that too.
I was gonna say that.
Okay, seriously, I
was
both you guys.
I was playing cautious.
Which date are we talking? You're like the first or like
the fourth?
Ooh. I got another one. Ready?
Bring it on.
Name the first thing a millionaire might sell if they went broke, Brady.
Their cars?
That was number two.
Their house.
That was number one.
All right, all right.
I was...
Number three was their boat.
Of course.
Or their boat, as some people pronounce it.
Boat.
Nobody does that.
Number four was their jewelry or watches. Five was their business. And six was their stocks.
Okay, here we go. Tell me something the human
there's
body...
Here, real quick. Real quick, I'm sorry, You said they're stocks?
like stock.
Okay, I was just, I said... Oh.
Like stockings?
Yes, I thought you said stock games. Like, what?
Okay,
go ahead,
me,
sorry, Jackson.
Tell me something that the human body has a lot of.
Water. Dirty.
Blood.
That's number two.
Water. Flesh. Muscle.
You can't say, like, six answers.
Sam, out of those, Sam, of those three things you said, you only have two of them, and muscle isn't one.
Oh my.
Number one is hair.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Number two is blood. Number three is bones, then cells, then water.
Wow, I was down there.
We'll do one more just for fun.
All right.
Just for fun. Ready? Give me another word for throw up. Sam.
Vomit.
Bam.
Number one.
Mm.
What were you gonna say?
Barf.
Barf was four.
What?
Wait, what's two and three?
Puke.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then regurgitate.
Give us one more. Give us a tough one if you can find a tough one.
A tough
before
one.
Before barf?
Really? Regurgitate?
Dude, the regurgitator, America's Got Talent lost. That was disappointing. So did the stuttering comedian. That was disappointing. Did you guys watch America's Got Talent?
I saw the stuttering comedian.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
So was Piff the Magic Dragon. That was great.
I love Piff.
Piff and Piff and Mr. Piffles.
name the age when men start losing their hair.
Oh.
Sam.
Sam.
25.
That was number four.
Oh.
What?
Hey.
How is that?
Hey,
40.
You're
know.
Up, Brady.
40.
40, number one.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. Okay.
45, 30.
That was a tough one.
That's way too precise.
I got another one. Okay,
wait. Number one was 40. Number two was 35. Number three was 30. Number four was 25. Number five was 45. Number six was 50. And number seven was 28.
By the way, I just looked it up. There's a difference between pixies and fairies.
Brady,
yes,
you
lost.
Okay,
but
look,
you lost.
We got a judge here.
Yes.
I know. I respect your decision.
This is going to be the final one. This one I don't think you guys will get.
Good.
Actually, Brady might, I think. But...
Thanks, Ryan.
Hey, you won, so you should
all
be happy.
All right,
Brady, that's a gigantic hint.
Yes. Name something that people develop. Sam. Four.
Skills.
Would you say, Jackson, would you say that one? Maybe?
No,
we're not giving it to you.
What was it?
I can't say. Brady still has to go.
Yeah, okay, tell me after.
Brady. Height?
No. Sam, back to you.
Something they develop?
Yes.
Females develop babies.
No.
Is that actually on the list?
No.
Really?
Film.
Number one answer right there. Thank you.
What was number one?
Film. Like you develop film, like a film camera that...
I thought it was the human body.
No. People develop. There's. That's why I said height.
Okay, I was clearly
number
confused.
Number two was illness.
Clearly confused on that one.
Number two was illness. Number three was habits. Number four was mind. And number five was attitudes.
Clearly attitude. Lost. Clearly lost on that one, guys.
Yes, but you won the more important part.
Let's mention it for the 10th time.
So, Sam, you gave us your victory speech already.
Yes, sir.
Brady, you want to say your final goodbyes?
Bro, I just want to say thanks to everyone here, this wonderful station. You're all great, except for Jackson.
Brady, you're welcome.
Jackson, you're my favorite.
I said that a little
Jackson, I love you. You're great. You guys are all great. Ryan, Jackson, great idea for a show. Sam, I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Hope you lose to Jackson, just saying.
Okay.
Wow.
Being brutally honest.
Brady, Sam, and the rest of the general public, follow us, breaking_point.
Doing it right
91.3. Brady, you're doing it?
Doing it right now.
Brady, that's such a privilege. Such an honor to have you follow us.
We'll be posting the picture of the bracket, so if you want to follow along, you can see. Brady, actually, Sam... You have bragging rights over Brady right now.
Nah, I'm not going to use them until if I win
first
the championship.
First time forever.
It's nothing until the championship.
We have a lot more quote-unquote battles for us that we're going to have to do over the time, like go-karting again.
Yeah.
That was funny. I dumped a cup of milk on Sam after he won.
Yeah, we got a long list of competitions.
Long list.
So that will do it for the Breaking Point, this week's edition, at least.
You got a song of the day, Ryan?
No, we're not going to do song of the day, Ryan. Actually.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we are.
I just thought of one.
Gosh.
My song of the day, we're going to play right now.
Gosh.
After we say our Jackson and I's final goodbyes, is going to be Criminals by David Cook. So, Jackson.
Thank you, Brady, for following us.
Anytime, bro. Anytime.
Sam, you
thanks for having me, guys, by the way. And also, a quick shout out. Make sure you listen to the soccer broadcast tonight, 7 o'clock.
Let's go.
Z Mills. Turn it up.
Let's go. Yes.
Same station still.
Same station. Just stay here.
Yeah, just keep on listening. So, Jackson, this is going to do it for us this week. How'd you feel about it?
I thought it was pretty successful. Our four guests that we had during the whole show were awesome. Brady and Sam, thank you guys for playing. Emily and DJ, you guys were great too. So, yes. Emily moved on. Sam has moved on. I got that bye week because I got the power.
And we're going to have four brand new people back on next week to fight it out.
Absolutely. A total bracket of 16, and so it'll be a great journey.
I've decided that I'm going to change my name and come back to compete for the title.
No.
Good luck with that one. All right. That's going to be it for the Breaking Point. My name is Ryan Ruthoff. Alongside is Jackson Ammons.
Jackson Ammons. Ryan, what's that song of the day?
Song of the day, and the final song for us is Criminals by David Cook. See you next week, everybody.
Thanks for listening.